Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking. Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like no sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn early? So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the grand
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring with the harmony. Oh, let us sing, let our rejoice and rise high.
Turn it to
love has a joy.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
7838 9825. What's going on, everybody out there? It's What's Going On Wednesday, so come on and talk to me, as Jodeci said it. No live R&B groups out there no more. I guess Jodeci, Tony was the last R&B band. I'll take it. And harmonizing group. You don't hear real songs. Even though people want to claim that Jodeci can sing, that Jodeci can sing. Well, bipartisan budget deal heads to the House after passing the Senate. Now, here it is Wednesday. What I tell you? By Thursday, it's to be a done deal, signed by Friday. Now, what's up with that? Okay. So it's nothing but smoke and mirrors. Here in Chicago, they're trying to pass a mandatory 3-year minimum sentence for possessing a firearm. Rahm Emanuel is going to the state legislature and see if they can pass an ordinance giving them, you know, that right. They put the ordinance in city council and somehow it didn't pass. Now, I put a little message out to a couple of my friends who are running for state legislation. They're trying to be state legislators. And see what are their stance on that. I didn't reach out to Lynn. I'm going to do a quick commercial, reach out to Lynn. I'm flying blind again. I ain't got my co-pilot, Ebb. She might be running a little bit late. When I come back from this quick break, because I got to get everything set up now that I know Ed's not coming in here, and see if I can pull these quick people and bring them on to talk about this or whatever you want to talk about, local, national. If you're from Detroit and you want to deal with the Kwame Kilpatrick, bring it on. We can talk about the Kwame Kwame Kilpatrick. If you want to talk about the shutdown, the debt ceiling, let's go in and chop that up. That'd be a little nation for you. All we can do, look, what's going on in your town. It is Wednesday. Somebody just texted Wednesday with Charles Love. Well, my phone is down, and my phone ain't going to be on until Friday. Like I said, homecoming over phone, and something had to be sacrificed, and I gave my phone to Friday, so I don't have his number in my, you know, my little Rolodex. Anyway, so if he calls in regularly, then we have it. If not, we keep it crispy and keep it at the topics at hand. The mayor picks a new CHHC here, Shy. If he's digging a runner, if he's running a runner here for governor, they say my man is like raising so much money, but he spent him double out. He raised $1 million and spent $1 million. They got Quinn outraising everybody. And what does that really mean? We can deal with the Senate, the deal that they talked about also. Well, I'm going to come. We also going to deal with how bacon is making y'all people sterile. So stay off the swine. Stay off the swine. We got a whole lot of stuff I want to bring on board. But what we're going to do is try to get everything all squared away. So give me about 4 minutes, everybody. Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. I got to be back. I got to get these calls. Ebony ain't here. As these chat rooms, Ebony ain't here. And get these guests because Ebony ain't here.
sign my name on a card which could say it better. Time will tell, 'cause it seems that I've done just about all that I can do. I know that I'm living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. I know that I'm living for the love of you. Every day I'm living for love of you. I'm living.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use?
And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Munching. That's like radio unedited. Kid 101. Okay. Now, a few of y'all said y'all wanted to deal with the legislation that Rahm Emanuel is trying to pass here in Chicago by saying mandatory minimum 3-year sentencing for anyone caught possessing a firearm. My understanding that Walter Barnett, the changed man, he stood up on it, spoke against it, that is, which he should have, because they know if they caught him with a gun back in the day, he would have got 3 years too. But anyway, he had made a statement that what would happen if the little old lady was walking into the street, cash exchange, to cash a check or to the store, with the little rusty old 22 in her bag that she had for years to protect herself. What if she get caught here's a law-abiding citizen, will she be subjected to this mandatory sentencing without judges' discretion? Somebody on the Cliff Kelly show today said that, let's say if your wife has a permit to have a beer gun, and the gun is in a glove compartment, and you're driving off somewhere, and she gets out the car, and just for some instance that the cops want to harass you, and they want to search the car and find the gun in there, even though it's registered to your wife, you can still be subjugated to that law. Now, what they didn't discuss is what the hidden monkey in the room, that's making all that noise. Police misconduct. It's nothing for the police to plant a bag of drugs on somebody. Now, all they have to do this time is plant a weapon. A weapon that's not even used in a crime. And this, therefore, can have numerous effect by arresting people and filling our jail cells up with things like that. And I do feel that the money should be spent on other things, such as building better schools, so children don't have to walk other miles and miles to go to bad schools. Adding more police money, add more police into the street. Putting that money into the pension so you can be able to hire more police officers because you're tripping on the pension problem. But from my understanding, Mayor Emanuel tried to get an ordinance passed. Excuse me, in Chicago, and it didn't go through. Got delayed because the people have the wrong ordinance out there, and they was voting on the wrong ordinance. So they spent a whole hour debating on an ordinance that was not even an ordinance that they should have been debating on. I'm going to call my alderman Sawyer and ask him what's his take on that situation. But the mayor's trying to go to Springfield and get the state legislature to adopt that law in their area, in the Crook County area. So what I'm trying to do, like I said earlier, is trying to go through these numbers. I got dog in my phone. I'm trying to find my girl Lynn. She's running in the 33rd. Matter of fact, I got a new guy, Victor Honore. He's our mechanic for 35th House. And he's a Republican also. His website is www.victorchorne.com, VICTORCHORNE.com. Man, the Republicans did a good job on these people they got out here running. You know, it is a hard mountain to climb up here. But I'm loving the enthusiasm. I'm not going to make mockery of it, but I'm loving the enthusiasm seeing it in the candidates. And this time it's not like I'm out here by myself. Man, you know, I met a lot of people in my age group, a lot of people above my age group. And the reason why they're Republicans are just, interesting, you know. So, me, on some black nationalism, Niagara Movement Coalition, you know, I'm just add more and more candidates to the roster to make sure we have a legitimate message to project out there to the community. And, you know, now we got a bunch of black Republicans, you know, most of them don't want to form a new group, which I don't mind because I can't have no Toms in my group. And I'm not saying these guys are Toms, but I can't have no Toms in my group, so the Martin Luther King Republicans still making moves, and we still going to be endorsing candidates and trying to also get a couple of the gubernatorial candidates here in Illinois to come out and speak. But again, I got to find a day because I'm not just trying to have days just dedicated to just Illinois and Chicago politics, even though that's what I'm centered at. I quite enjoy having a broad audience of people who listen to me on a daily basis. So that's why I don't want to keep it just, you know, Chicago and stuff like that. And I don't know. But what I do know is that it was funny. It was funny being around, you know, your peers that of other race that are Republican. Sometimes it's good to see them embracing you, but the looks they get to you. And, you know, I was in there thinking, like, man, like the LL Cool J or some Brad Pitt, some accidental racism and shit like that. People was out there just straight tripping. So let me go into commercial break. I'll be right back with you in 1 second.
I'm listening to every lesson.
Tell them more, nigga.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat views throughout the month.
Yeah, so we can deal with that. We can talk about the 3-year minimum. Like I said, I'm going back and forth these phone calls or some air in the building, so I'm going back and forth. But we can also do the government shutdown. Somebody just chatted in and said, can you call them to shut down? Yeah, we can. Like I told everybody that by Thursday, a deal will be done. Here it is Wednesday, and from my understanding, I think that something might be happening. I'm going blind, so I'm picking these calls as I go through right here. 216, who this right here?
What's up, Jimmy?
Cleveland. What's going on, Sean? Sean, yeah, what's going on, man?
You. Much, man.
We think about the shutdown, the government shutdown. That's the deal they came up with. That the fake shutdown, the fake debt ceiling crisis is over. You got any comments on that?
I mean, it was going in anyway.
Right.
You know, I ain't got no comments except, you know, they was just acting fake angry or whatever for no reason at all. I don't get it.
For no reason at all. Everybody across every radio, people on radios, people on the TVs, screaming for no reason. You know? And it played out. But let me ask you a question because it happened here in Illinois. Was y'all link card machines down this weekend in Ohio?
No.
Well, in a couple of states here, Indiana, Illinois, it's in parts of Michigan and Wisconsin, and a couple of areas, they had shut the link machine down for 24 hours on people. It's like, you know, and so it's like really funny how at any time the man can get you at one time, stop the machines, and you can't really go get no food, can't get nothing, you can't get nothing to eat, none of that, or none of your cards at all. But I was wondering, was that a worldwide test? Because Xerox had said that they was testing the system. And I was just wondering, was that just something they said, or was that a whole, you know, a whole statewide test?
Well, I mean, I'm quite sure it's got a strategic value behind it. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure it got something, you know. linked with military behind it or something like that. They got, you know, they got to be able to shut down grids or whatever just in case, hostage scenarios or things like that.
Yeah, I'm hearing you because I never looked at it on that level right there. I look on that level.
But,
because
but as far as the money wise,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, they somebody said they put a test on Saturdays because they figured nobody might be using their link cards or their food stamp cards on Saturday, and so that's why they did the test on Saturday, which was stupid because that's most of the day most people go shopping with their cards. It is on Saturdays, but it was just funny. You know, it's funny.
Right, well, what better way to see if it worked? People going to start complaining. That way you know it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's the way you tell if it's working or not. People complain. Well, they complain. It's working.
But the funny part was that they tried to blame it on the government shutdown. Everybody was in here screaming, damn, Republicans, government shutdown. My food stamp card ain't working. People out here tripping.
Oh, you're talking about food stamp cards. Man, I don't know about that. I thought you were talking about bank cards and stuff like that.
The food stamp card. The link card.
Oh,
Saturday.
I don't know nothing about that, man.
No, I figured, hold on. You mean hungry? You don't know no poor hungry people in your neighborhood, Sean? Are you upper class rich Negro? Your friends will have food stamps. I see. You see, it's liberals like you. It's liberals like you that be trying to tell black folks what to do. They don't know no Negro with a link card. Check you out.
I ain't got one.
But your friends ain't got none? I mean, if they do.
I don't go on their business like that, man.
I'm just saying this.
I don't get people's business. See, that's one thing, you know, man. You just don't get everybody's business.
No. See, I'm a Republican. I'm in the hood. I shop for these people. Some of my friends get their link card. You know what I'm saying? I see the poor people. You know what I'm saying? See, but as liberals like you, high rich land, all of them, oh, my goodness, don't even know. A poor man with a, but listen, link card, you know what a link card is. Look at that. See,
I don't know what a link card
is.
That's how you know
you're rich. That's how you know you're a one percenter. Faking the funk. You're a one percenter acting as if, you know, let me bring somebody in. Oh, my God.
Well,
you down there for the
government. You said food stamps. I know what you're talking about. But you say link card. That's a different state thing. There are no more food stamps.
Don't try to change it around.
See, different places, different terminologies, man. If you say, like, food stamp card, I say, okay, I know what you're talking about.
They're still giving out.
So I'm thinking it's the bank card, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Food stamp card.
Get a piece. No, let me ask you a question then. Do they still give out stamps in Ohio? You don't even know. It's on a debit card thing, man. Somebody give you a sheet right now. There's no more stamps. Stamps not going to the 80s. I understand. Everybody knows a card now. Only people say stamps if he was born, you know, pre-45, pre-50 days.
Well,
Dana and Dana and DC.
Food stamp card. What's the difference, man?
Let me ask Dana. She out there with rich people. Hey Dana, do you have any friends that's on the link card or the government food distribution card? Do you have any friends on that, Dana?
I have no idea.
Yeah. See, here we go, America. Here are two Democrat and liberals trying to shit on us Republicans, saying what's good for the people, and they have no idea what the people out here using. That is the travesty of the show, and why cannot my man Charles be here today? Because if you be with the people, you walk the streets, you see everybody. I send them loose cigars out, cigarettes out there, you go to the, you probably, they probably don't liquor stores in your block out there. You probably live in a neighborhood where there's no fried chicken in your neighborhood, where they probably don't want liquor stores. Listen, is there Hot Sauce Williams in your block? You have Hot Sauce Williams on the block? You probably know Hot Sauce Williams is.
Wait, what are you talking to?
You probably know Hot Sauce Williams is, do you, Sean? Is there Hot Sauce Williams in your block, Sean? Is that
no,
your block? Right, that's what I'm saying.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? Is
no,
that possible?
No, what happened was this, that during the weekend in a couple of major states, the EDPT card or the EBT card, they call it a link up here, but it's a food stamp card, it machine stopped, you know, working across a lot of states. And a lot of people trying to blame it on the government shutdown. It was signs, people window, what have you, what up like that. But later on we found out that Xerox, who was the sponsor of all these machines, they were testing a new system. So I was inquiring to my Sean, you know, because Sean's down for the poor people. You know, he's down for the people in the hood, you know what I'm saying? And him on the show. So I was asking, how are these people feeling the cuts? Now, it might have happened in Ohio. It might not. Sean don't know. You know, he don't know. You know what I'm saying? He ordered
If it happened, I'd have heard about it, you know, but I ain't heard nothing about it, man. So that's what I'm saying. It probably ain't happened.
That's why I asked you in your people, because most of y'all people must don't use those cards then. That's what it must be. You see, either y'all lived a good life too long. What y'all need to do is get out your gated communities, walk down the street, and see those cats out there selling loose cigars, loose cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? They're not even selling crack no more. They're making more money off loosies than they do off crack here. The point I'm saying is take a walk down the street, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at the guys in the white T-shirt, saggy pants, man. And look at they're thinking about Obama. You see, y'all can come over here and trip on us Republicans because y'all don't even go down there and know the cats with the link cards, the unemployed cats out here on the hustle, fixing cars out in the alley. You know what I'm saying? I mean, God, Lord have mercy. You know what I'm saying? You ain't know. I bet y'all ain't know people that's cashing link cards in for cash to get it making a society, man.
I be trying to avoid that, man.
Avoid your people.
That's the thing. No, because I don't be thinking that's right when they be having to, you know, try to get cash for their food, and that food supposed to go for their kids, man.
That's Obama.
Are you saying you're not down with 20 for 40? 40 for 20?
Yeah.
What you say?
You trying to tell me you're not down with the 40 for 20?
Listen, sometimes I am, sometimes I ain't,
you know? I be thinking that they got kids, their kids ain't going to eat.
See, then, what you have to do then is look at, take a deep look in, at President Obama. That's why all that's going on. But you don't look at that far, see? You know, it's stuff like that, man. But, see, live in your gated community, not knowing homies that living off about, $130 a month on food stamps, probably $275 off the cash part, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all want to take it away. So what you talk, so y'all the ones causing the problem?
It's a crutch, homie. It's a crutch. Let's be real. You know about it. Matter of fact, you don't know about it. You probably never even had government cheese for Happy Sean. When Reagan was in office, they gave out.
Yeah, and the white cereal boxes, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying, the big block that you thought was nothing wrong with it. Cheese that you thought nothing wrong with.
What about the powdered milk? No.
You ain't had a whole refrigerator full
like we did.
No. We had to, because only cheese can, because I didn't drink the milk and the cheese. Everybody, you know, the cheese wouldn't have been in it either. You know, but it was in potted milk with the cheese. They took the cheese, everybody with cheese, but the milk ain't coming to the crib.
And then they had the cereal. Okay.
No, listen. That's Reagan gave everybody in times like this. See, that's Ronald Reagan giving out all that in times like this. And Obama,
can't get a slice of government cheese no more, man. I'm just saying. You can't get a slice of government cheese no more, and people are starving. Cats is in constant.
Y'all don't want to give out handouts, period. So what?
Well, after we just, the government shutdown is over. Now we can pay for all the handouts now. So everything should be all right now. We saved all this money, so everything should be all right.
Hey,
I guess everybody
you know
what they love. Go ahead.
You know what I want to ask you, though, on your black Republican, since y'all represent the old black Republicans of the 1800s, right?
My group is. Yeah, we get down. I can speak for that in the MAGA movement. Come on. Keep it real.
All right. So how do you propose to bring that to your Republican Party that don't want to hear no black people's ideas?
Well, I can go
in
like
their
here.
Party.
Well, I can go like here. I can talk about laws and legislation that Republicans passed in this, I don't say this region's history because it's 21st century, but in the modern era, I can speak about guys like Senator Edward Brooks, who legislation that most of all Americans right now benefit off. I ain't going to go to Cesar Partee because Cesar Partee is a little bit before Edward Brooks as a congressman. It's like he's like Cesar Partee's like in the 50s or 60s, but Edward Brooks reigned up until 1978. He's like 68, 78. But anyway, Edward Brooks, the first black senator from since Reconstruction out of Massachusetts, Title IX, the Affordable Housing Act, the Affordable Housing Act. These are all Republican ideas right now. Most black people right now in America right now are living off old Republican ideas, for one thing.
Why do you say that if that's the case, then why do you then turn around and say that it's a crutch for people?
No, what I'm saying is this. I didn't say food stamps are a crutch. I didn't say the Affordable Housing Act. The Affordable Housing Act said that you should not charge me enough money, your rent should not be more than what I make in some system. You know, if I make X amount...
What I want to say is, how come, since y'all black Republicans, y'all represent the old black Republicans, how come y'all not with the Moore science guys? They like black Republicans of the 1800s dealing with Abraham Lincoln issues and stuff like that, Dred, stuff like that. Those black Republican issues of the 1800s, right?
They don't vote.
They don't vote. Oh, why?
You tell me.
I mean, they... They was dealing
with I mean, they on both.
I don't know. Find out. Tell me what's the difference between y'all black Republicans and them, especially when y'all supposedly represent the whole 1800s ideas.
We vote.
Why do y'all differ?
We vote. They don't vote.
Okay.
I mean, we care about the outcomes of America. They don't vote. We care about whether we know what was going on, you know, in the Congress, D.C. They don't vote. We care about what's going on in our local and community areas. They don't vote.
Okay.
Not voting doesn't mean you don't care. Maybe those people
don't they vote? I mean, find out why don't they vote.
Hey, Jimmy, we just
voting
have some people 16 days that didn't vote.
Voting is... a privilege. Voting is a privilege, and people think it's a right. People die for that right, for people to vote, and it's a privilege to sit down and go vote. People decide, I don't care, my vote don't count, but they always want to trip. And if you don't take part in the system, you can't trip. Like me,
we take a part in the system, we still tripping.
Well, let's go here, Sean. Back in
what I'm saying.
When you was in high school, you were saying that. When you was in college, you were saying that. Now you got a black president. You can't say it has not changed.
It still ain't changed.
If you were saying that same old stuff in high school and in college.
No, it still ain't
and
changed.
And now look at this. You would never thought you had a black president back in high school or college. You never thought you'd ever see it. You never thought it. So you got to say change has happened because something has changed right before your eyes. You cannot deny it. You cannot deny what is happening for your face.
Oh, that's just a job. We'll see. I'm talking about the situations out here.
Jackie Robinson had a job too. What the hell? I mean, black man baseball years. Jackie
right.
Robinson had a job. It changed baseball. Changed happened right overnight. Bam. You know what I'm just saying? See, what happens? Put like this.
Rosa Parks getting arrested at that time was small. Bam, it changed the whole face of every damn thing. That's all you're talking about right now. See, when change happens, there's those who recognize it and make a move on it, and those who just witness it and don't pay
attention to it. I'm just trying to find out what's the difference, because y'all both talk about the 1800s like it was a good time.
Well,
and so,
well, listen, I'll put it like this.
And black folks getting lynched back then, so I don't know.
Well, listen, here in 2013, and Trayvon Martin getting shot coming off of some Skittles. What the hell?
Hey, so voting ain't changed nothing then, has it?
He didn't vote. Does he get? She didn't vote it.
What?
He should have voted. Trayvon should have voted.
Trayvon.
For real. Listen. I feel like this. Trayvon's only mistake was having a dumb fat girlfriend who didn't have his back. That's the only mistake. If he can go do it all over again, he'd have left that girl alone, because she did not ride for him in the end, and she's a foreigner, and she's probably going to get deported. I mean, so everything was stacked up against the guy. But let me go back to the – I ain't got to go to 1800s. I'm right here in 1970s, 1980s. I'm just saying, you have to. If people don't pay attention, that's what's in front of them. Like I said, I can name a whole lot of black Republican legislation. Now, here we go. Even the Voting Rights Act of the 60s, those are Republican legislations. Even though a Democrat may have signed it and who's in office, that was Republican Congress.
What
I'm saying
is,
so
I'm
saying
to Herman
all
Cain.
The law, Herman Cain was a precursor, just like John the Baptist.
I mean. Dude, don't you see where it's headed?
Well, listen, everybody looked at Shirley Chisholm's campaign as, what this chick talking about? She all crazy. And now we got Barack Obama. Well, remember Shirley Chisholm? Everybody was, this chick is crazy. You can't take it for serious, but sometimes you got to step out there to say, here I am. That's Shirley Chisholm.
What Republican issues are good right now for black people?
The Voting Rights Act. Immigration.
Huh?
Immigration. The Voting Rights Act.
So that's good for so how does that affect blacks right now?
Right now, if you focus on immigration and quote unquote deport all the illegals.
Wait a minute, black I'm talking about black folks, not immigrating blacks.
I'm
talking about black folks.
Allow me to
finish. All right.
If you concentrate on this immigration issue and start deporting all these illegal aliens, not only Hispanics, Africans, all these illegal aliens, Czechoslovakians, Poland, all these illegal aliens, then the job market will open up for blacks. Overnight.
That's bull.
Overnight.
That's bull.
Hold on. Somebody had to cut the grass. Somebody had to wash the dishes. Jobs that traditionally African-American.
It's going to open up for blacks. It's going to open it. You think after what we did in the 60s, they going to let blacks have control of that power again? To shut them down again? No.
I'm going to go here again.
No.
What I said here, if you look at that immigration issue, okay, but like this. If
okay,
black cities can't get
it. Listen,
check it out. If you, as an American right now, there's jobs that you can't go to unless they say, can you speak Spanish? You got to be bilingual in America. Here's, as an American, you got to go see, can you speak another language to get a job in America?
I'm repeating it again.
You are in America trying to get a job in America, but you have to ask if you can speak a foreign language in America.
Jimmy.
First of all, that job got to go. Cause, hold on. Listen, in multiple foreign countries,
and guess what? Those
what?
People take the time to learn English.
Because
and
we are the dominant language. No, because that's what, there we go again. That's a prime example, because when you are a superpower and the dominant currency right now, hate it or leave it, is the U.S. dollar, the dominant currency. The dominant language, because of we own the transport system, the aviation system, is American. So point I'm saying is this. Whatever language is a dominant language dominates that culture. Point the fuck blank. But I'm going to go here. If I got to get a job in my country to take care of citizens in my country, you know, I got to speak another language to get this job in my country? No, you got to learn my language, homie, or get the fuck out of my country. End of discussion. I mean, no,
that's
I mean,
why this
now,
is the, that's why this is the place of the good of land and the good and the plenty.
Learn the language. Learn the language. Because listen, how about you Korean? How about you Korean? Just came over here. Ain't no like speak Korean for me. It's unfair to everybody else. They ain't got that. They don't get that. They come over here just like them. You can't do one. You got to do. If you ain't gonna do it for all, pop it out. You for all the African immigrants come over here. There's no. Do you speak Ghanaian? Do you speak Senegalese?
But come on now, Jimmy.
You speak Mandarin? No, you speak Mandarin? No.
Go
ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you go to another country, if you be there long enough, eventually you're going to learn the language.
If you go to another country to get a job, in order to get a job and move around, you have to learn that language. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
No, so why give Hispanics an upper edge when you don't give Koreans, Polish, Czechoslovakians, Africans, that same right when they're out here trying to do the same thing? They have to learn that language.
Here's where the BS factor comes into play, okay? If that was going to be the rule, let it have been the rule before a lot of aspects of this country was built on their backs. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me that you got to sow the oats and then once the oats are sowed, say, oh, you know what? You should have sowed to the right. We like.
Well, look, Chinese people built the railroads over here, too. I mean, if we want to throw these Mexicans like they built the country, throw these Chinese, too. The point I'm saying is this. All an African do is come over here and get a car, driving a taxi cab. But if you're a Spanish person, you come and get a social worker job because, they need me. I speak Spanish. They need me. I mean, what the fuck? Upper hand already. If you're any other race,
Who's hiring them, Jimmy? Who's hiring them?
Well, listen. Let me ask you a real simple
question.
Who's doing the hiring and trying to get away paying medical?
Republican?
I'm going to go here again. You can't get away with Obamacare, so everybody got to be insured against it, or you go to jail. It's the law, first of all. So let me deal with this now. No, all I'm saying is this.
Hey, what about this? You go to hotels, like you go to beaches and you go out of town and stuff, right? You know the people who clean up those hotels be imported, like from Jamaica, for like the season? I ain't know that until I met someone. They come here every year and work the hotels like in North Carolina on the beaches out there.
That's a job somebody back in have, ain't it?
Huh?
That's a job an American Negro can get, isn't it? Right there.
So if you concentrate
on immigration, you bounce all, even them, they get bounced too. I'm not saying essays. Everybody.
Because the hotel owners are not poor people. I mean, if they cannot
hire no immigrants, they will have to hire from the working pool, which would be Americans. So you think this
Republican Party is gonna hear that idea and say, "Yeah, we want to listen to black folks." You see what
Name
they did to Harvey
listen.
Kane?
I'm asking.
You see what they did to Harvey Kane?
Ask innocent black, white. Ask any American.
You still gonna have to beg the cracker in the Republican Party to get your issues done.
Ask any poor person what I just said, and they'd be like, "Yeah, I'm with you, Jimmy Lee. Fuck them foreigners." All day long, because everybody
but
wants a job.
Like that,
ask any unemployed person.
Hey, Sean, when the last time
you looked for? I'm not saying you know like that, but have you ever looked at one ad or Monster.com or any of those spots where they say bilingual? What the fuck? Hold on, this is America.
No felonies, background check, background check.
That's all it should be. It shouldn't be bilingual.
No,
it's you speak American. That's it. You cannot be in my country not speaking the language. Because if everybody comes over here, I mean, everybody that comes over here on Ellis Island, whatever, how they come through
American,
now.
Jimmy, speaking American means that we welcome all.
Again, do you say, and when you look at applications, or well, you travel around the world, Dane, both of y'all travel around the world, but I'm just saying here in America, it's only Espanol. It's not Italian. It's not Mandarin. It's not Czechoslovakian. And all these foreigners that are here in America right now, they have to learn American. They have to learn English like within a month or a year to even survive quickly, to make it around quickly. But Mexicans, Spanish, Latinos, they get jobs coming in the door, paying more because social workers. I'm saying social worker. Look at that. All you do, you just be bilingual, bam. All you Americans speak bilingual, you got a job. We need people to speak. We need Spanish speaking people working in. No, you don't.
Listen,
you don't need Spanish speaking people to work in America. You don't need that. You don't need that.
Well,
you don't need it.
That's because we almost shut the economy down when they depended on us back in the 60s.
But listen.
With all
the city
ends and all that stuff.
But I'm gonna go again.
They're not gonna let you corner the market.
Well, again, because that's the Democrats want. The Democrats want all the essays in here. Republicans say no, because the Republicans want us to corner the market. The Democrats say no, don't corner the market.
Wait a minute. You know good and well the Republican Party would never put that up.
Immigration, listen, what I'm speaking is off of immigration reform. They talk about deporting them. Get all these aliens out of here. They talk about English as English only. We say English only. See, what I'm saying is, if you hear what they say, it benefits you. You just say, no, he's talking crazy, homie. I'm saying this. If all the jobs are left America and all the jobs are going to foreigners, where are we at? We're sitting here asking, instead of saying, well, y'all got to go back home. Y'all can go home. You got a crib to go to. Y'all here on a ball
visa. Jimmy, they pick the fruit for us. We eat a lot of fruit here. We eat a lot of vegetables. They do all the picking.
Man, hey, man, there's a lot of cats coming to gig right now to go pick some fruit right now. Get a quick ass dollar.
Well, we're getting it
right
like
now.
This.
Right now.
We don't want to go back.
There's those people who will go. There are people who go pick a bag of fruit right now. They go sell some crack. Don't take it. Don't judge the black man wrong, homie. There are people that would like to make an honest day living work if they can get that goddamn gig off top. If you go to McDonald's, listen. How many grown ups you see at McDonald's bound down taking that little bullshit ass job? You know what I'm saying? What the hell? I mean, that shows
blacks ain't going to move out to the rural areas, man. Blacks
how many grown folks,
black
listen,
black
how many grown people, listen, how many grown people in these big boxes jobs that teenagers supposed to have, bowing down, you know, getting distance like that, because they're doing mediocre children's jobs. So if you're saying grown folks who are doing children's jobs won't end up picking fucking apples, you got your rabbit-ass mind. They're flipping burgers right now. Grown-ass men flipping burgers right now.
How would you get them out there into the rural areas to go pick those things at in a rural part of the country?
What I'm saying,
how would you get them out there? Black folks is all in the cities, man. They not about to go out there and do no picking. They left the South. They got tired of being in the field.
I go again. If you see a grown ass man,
so you can't pick the
listen. When you was in high school,
when you go get your vegetables in the store, know that a Mexican done picked them.
When you was in high school, that's why I get all that damn E. coli because they be shitting out there because they ain't no bad toilet system and shit like that. That's another story itself. But the point I'm coming from is when you sit here in high school or in college as an adolescent or a young man, you said there's nowhere in hell I'll flip a burger. But now you got 45-year-old burger flippers, fry droppers. That's humiliating to them. Back then, they said they'd be doing that then. So you cannot tell me that somebody got a truck saying, I'm giving you $5 every bag of apples you pick. They won't be out there picking back apples from the sun up, sundown. Yeah, they would. There are people that want to do right, man, but they ain't got no jobs out here because everybody's taking the jobs out here. The little jobs that are out here we're fighting for.
You don't focus on one group and say why they're taking all the jobs because it's not true.
Africans are too. Look at the cab drivers. You can't get a cab driver. I'm saying, hold on. I'm saying, I'm not just going them. How about this? How about the teaching job? I mean, listen. If you're coming over here, let's say, on some high tech shit, you know, Simi Valley, you know, okay, do your thing. Indian, do your thing. Okay. We can't even give telemarketing jobs. We can't get jobs on telephone saying, can you pay your bill? I mean, what the hell? Can't get them jobs. What I'm saying, I'm not saying, cross the board. This ain't just one, cross the board. Listen, you got people coming out of high school.
You know what, that just goes to show what voting has got us. See how far voting has got us?
Everybody chose wrong side. Everybody got blind. You got blind. I mean, listen, all I'm saying is this. Y'all, the Democratic Party is fighting for a party for a bunch of people to take your jobs away. And y'all, it's like sheep to the slaughter. It's like frogs in boiling water. Don't even know how hot water's been turned up on them. I'm just saying, this ain't me. I'm not going on no, I'm talking about Africans, Mandarins, Czechs, any hotel with Indians.
Look, y'all want to shut the whole country down completely.
Man,
that's
we're not now. We got a deal now.
To have even immature thinking like that, why would you even take your party serious?
Because we feel like this: if you're going to sit here and keep making sure all these American citizens get raped and taxed, we're going to stop it. We're going to stop you because they can't take no more taxes. We can't take it no more. They can't take it no more. We broke. We ain't got no jobs. All these foreigners taking our jobs. Like our blacks in the 60s did, we're going to shut it down. So that's what he did, like the niggas in the 60s, shut it down. That's a Republican principle. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing wrong, we shut you down. And that's it. And you make a deal, you know, the government's still going on. Republicans still going to get elected. Because in the eyes of their constituents, they did what they did. That's how it go.
Hey, what you think about the United States and Russia hooking up to make some nuclear weapons to shoot down asteroids? What you think about that? That was on news today.
Well, it's very interesting because the threat of that big asteroid coming to hit us must be real then, huh?
asteroids.
But listen, again, if you hit it one time, that means it's going to split, right?
I think we're about to shoot at each other.
No, because of Star Wars, we already got a satellite. Listen, we have a space station.
If an asteroid got through and hit some part of the United States.
Well, let me ask you this question. Did you watch Star Wars?
Yeah, I seen the movie, man.
Okay, do you remember that the Death Star, that planet that they destroyed? We have one of those right now. If we have a space station out, we have a space station already out there that can shoot anything down right now. We ain't worried about. We have a space station. Every time you hear people saying they go to the space station,
they don't even work. They said that don't even work. When North Korea was launching,
how many times you heard people saying they've been living on space station? People going back and forth. They got crews up there. There's a space station.
They said it was two asteroids that flew by the Earth. They had it on the news.
Well, listen, just Google it, space station.
But I know China not liking that, though. That don't sound good with them.
Because they're not part of the Global Space Station Alliance, man. They're not up there with us. We have a space station. We have people upstairs. We have people, living in
our... white supremacy, I'm telling you. It's white supremacy mass. Telling you.
There ain't no such thing as white supremacy being mad, because you can see white supremacy coming a mile away.
You
can see white supremacy coming a mile away.
No, you can't mask white supremacy. And Russia hooking up so-called arch enemies. Now they hooking up nuclear weapons and China's left out of it. Come on now.
Because I'm going to go here again. There must be truth to the fact that there's a rocket coming this way. One of them big space coming this way, and they must be prepared to knock it out. Either that, or they scared God coming back and sort of knock him out of space before he come down. You know how they do. It all depends what you want to believe in. I don't know. But I know, do know, the Moors know. They know. He's asking
they
them.
Know.
They know.
Huh?
They know what's going on. The Moors, the
what,
Moors
what
know.
They know. Get some of them on here. I want to hear what they know.
I don't know. I don't know a couple of Moors. I'm quite sure you know more Moors than I do.
Huh? No,
you might know more. You might know more than I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't want because you work for the government. They don't trust people. They don't trust government people, man. anybody been to the store? You know that? Yeah, I mean, you know that? You know everything.
Hey.
Like, nah, man. He trying to learn our secrets, man. I don't know. But no, that is the government is not shut down, and the Republicans did get their way. And
no,
Obama
yeah.
did save money. Now. What's going to happen is all those Democrats that did not stand with your president, he's not going to march with them. Because let me ask you this question. While y'all, any of you two, Dan, if you can jump in, too. If you are during this debt crisis, what Democrat was out there speaking on behalf of the president, standing up for him? None. It's Barack Obama and a bunch of Republicans. Ain't no Democratic pundit came out and said, well, the president's right, and we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. Nan won. You see, people ain't paying attention to the backstory. The Democratic Party realized that Obama ain't messing with them. They just playing. They just riding it out. They got midterms coming up. You know, a lot of them might not be back. You know, a lot of them might not be back. So this is why it was a walk.
Hey man, what the Republican Party got to say about the asteroids coming?
Right now, we focus on immigration reform. No. Right now, Sean, outside your gated community, there's people going to Hot Sauce Williams right now with those debit cards trying to get a meal. Right now, outside of here, you don't know. There's somebody with Hot Sauce outside get a Polish boy with his link card right now. You see, you understand what's going on, and I got capture on that guy right there to make sure he gets a job. You see, I ain't got to worry about the asteroids. There's homies in the hood that you know that are shaming to pull their card out. The little $20, $30, $40 they got out there, knowing that money ain't gonna do nothing, knowing they baby wants some link and a bag of Doritos and a juicy juice. You know what I'm saying? Not no apples, bananas, and no potatoes. You know what I'm saying? You know they want a nice little big 2 liter of Pepsi, you know, and a bag of Flamin' Hot. Maybe some meat flavored in this shit like that. I don't know how them A-Raps do it, matter of fact. They probably don't have A-Raps on your block either.
Hey, that's what I'm about to say to your boy Charles, man. He should have, you know what, he had a business, man. He could have made a lot of money for his people, man. He could have, like I said, with the cigarette thing, he could have broke down the cigarettes. Man, because he had a business, he could have got cigarettes at bulk prices. And, you know, sold them out the front, then sell some out the back, doing out his trunk. You know what I'm saying? He could have been making some money like that. I had his workers doing that, man. Hello?
Or he could have just been in Indiana, and he could just bought cigarettes and sold them in Chicago because a box of cigarettes in Chicago was like $9.95, $10, and like $4 in Indiana. It ain't $4 in Indiana. That's why
I'm
I say,
you,
see.
No. That's why the A-Rab's getting over. The A-Rab's making billions off that, man. Selling Lucy,
Lucy. No. But here's the funny thing about them selling Lucy's. Let me give you a movie scene. Do you remember the opening scene of Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
What was Eddie Murphy selling?
Cigarettes.
Counterfeit cigarettes, already the stamp on them. The Arabs are selling counterfeit cigarettes. That's what they're selling, loose counterfeit cigarettes. And that's the whole little deal. When I was little, I saw that Eddie Murphy scene, like, man, there's nobody. There's no way here people going to be buying counterfeit cigarettes. Here I am a couple of years later. That's on the streets right now.
Where you get counterfeit cigarettes from?
Man, off the internet. Over there, Avery Apps, China.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, hey, your boy, well, that's what your boy Shaw should have been doing, man. Stay trying to jip his workers, laying off people, don't want to pay his workers right, man. I mean, I didn't even look off the dude, man.
No.
We could have been making some money off.
See, healthcare, man. You got to make a profit. You're losing money, man. You got to make your money. You got to make your money. You got to earn your profit right. But, no, in Chicago, they're about to come up with this mandatory 3-year sentencing if you get caught possessing a gun. What do you think about that? What do you think about
it? The U.S. ain't a free place to be, man, like they say it is. I'll tell you that, man.
So, again, that's the Republican coming at you. So you'll believe, like, you should have a right to protect yourself, don't you? Believe that, right? You should, if you walk down the street, well, you're safe in your neighborhood, but if you was going outside your neighborhood, you'd probably go to that hot sauce with him. You want to keep a gun. Or that little drive-through liquor store. You know what I'm saying? Or East 99th. Or East 99th and East Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Off Euclid. If you know where Euclid is at. I'm just saying. You know, even a ride down Euclid. You know what I'm saying? But you know them niggas from Shaw, or Shaker Heights, when Shaker Heights niggas kind of stuck up. You know them niggas from Shaw. But anyway, all I'm saying is that, what do you think about that sentencing law? Do you think it's, you think they should have it? Think it's constitutional? You think it's a waste of time? What do you feel about it? I was trying to get most people from Chicago to chime in on it. What do you think about it?
I mean, I'm just not hearing about it. I don't know, man.
I think it's like Chicago.
Crime. Okay, now if you commit a crime and it ain't violent crime, yeah, I say 3 years.
Yeah, but I think the NRA.
If you commit a crime, I say if you commit a crime, it ain't a violent crime. I say 3 years. 3 years.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Guys could like take a thing where they don't really be. They don't be like girls that need to. They go. I'm not gonna be funny
about it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know about you. If you caught with it, they saying if you caught with a gun and it's not registered 3 years.
No, just having a gun on your period.
Right, unregistered. Right. Oh, just period.
Right.
No, if it's registered, you can have it. Well, you say yeah, being caught with a gun, yeah, 3 years. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah. Well.
Mandatory.
I don't know, man. I don't. Whether you could be going hunt. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Right. Right. See, these are laws. See, this is Chicago, and we're in this gerrymandered district. Everybody want to say that the Republicans got their gerrymandered districts. We're in this gerrymandered district where Republicans cannot get elected, and these Democratic laws being passed left and right. The point I'm saying is all politics are local. Like my man Ken Blackwell should say, all politics are local. You just got to look, you got to sit back and look in your hood and see what everybody's doing. See, Sean, you got to go see how the homies living, man, you know. You know, everybody in borders, black folks will be just in libraries and stuff like that. You know, yeah, leave the library sometime. Get out of borders, man. You know what I'm saying? Walk the streets. Get your backpack, man. Walk the streets. Smell the streets of Cleveland, man.
No.
Smell the streets of Cleveland, man. See how the people are, man. See how the people are, man. And you know what I'm saying? See how the people are. And those are the people I'm fighting for right now, Sean. Those people right there. Those cats right there. You know what I'm saying? I call my hot sauce William boys. That's what I call them. You know what I'm saying? The nastiest place in the world to eat some damn food at, but you know. They be out there with their white shirts.
A lot of grease. A lot of grease, man.
I mean, yeah, a lot of grease. I mean, yeah, like, Lord have mercy, you know. But I can't eat anything that's around pork or sausage or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. Of course, you need to see how them homies living, man. You need to go talk to those boys and impart some knowledge on them cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Because then you would see like I'm seeing
that China's mad
at America and Russia for launching rockets at these asteroids.
That's like the price of tea in China.
I'm just saying, mean, what the hell? I mean, everybody, people got to know that shit, man.
Hey, I can get into a good discussion with them, man. Hey, believe it or not, they like to listen to that stuff, man.
See what I'm saying?
Sometimes.
That's all I'm saying. People be ready, ready for it. People are ready for it. So I'm saying, like, if they're ready for it, then you know what I'm saying? You got to get the people what they want. Got to get the people what they want.
I don't know, man. Why they doing that, man? Right.
Hold on.
I mean, they feel, hello?
Yeah.
They feel that they got enough, that they, people in the hood, they concerned about asteroids just like they're concerned about politics. They ain't concerned. You hear me? That's what people in the hood are thinking.
Yeah, but no, the point I'm saying is this, that if you look around you as a black man right now,
yeah,
and you look as a black man, and you see how your black people out there struggling and surviving and not having a good time, you know, not hanging in chow lines, you know, stuff like that. All I'm saying is they see, they vote one way, right, having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
You're getting the line that everybody couldn't figure out what it was, huh?
Yeah, hanging in the chow line, having a good time, right. So the point I'm coming at that, with all that being said, all I'm saying is that, God damn.
So the house call still works.
All I'm saying is that it's a two-party system that we live in America, and it don't make no sense for everybody to be on one side and take it and automatically think the other side is the wrong side when one side is allowing just all the jobs to get taken away.
Well, what's wrong with the liberal side? We ain't ever discussed what the liberal side was, man.
Ain't those things a black liberal.
Hey, wait a minute. Because, Democrat or Republican ain't did nothing for black folks. What about the liberals? We ain't gave them a chance.
Liberals ain't done nothing. Liberals are the one destroying black folks. Liberals said, listen, this is what liberals tell. Liberals say this. He can't learn no better. He got to learn Ebonics. He don't know no better. We got to teach him differently. He can't learn like the rest of us learn. You see, he's special. You see, they black. Liberals make being black so you can't do this. We got to break it down. You know they can't pass that test. You know they can't read. Let's curb their way of thinking. That's the liberal way.
Well, no, they got a point there, though, man. They got a strong point. That's being honest, man.
So you can't be racist.
Look at the
condition
of the black
neighborhood.
They ain't lying. They're telling the truth.
So you can't be racist when you say white folks are naturally smarter than black folks. See, it's not racist to say that white folks are naturally smarter than black folks because their neighborhoods are better, right? We can't learn the same race as them. No, we can't compete with them because our neighborhoods are better. So we got to get special advantage.
What I'm saying, like I had to take a GRE test. They said because I was black, I probably wouldn't be able to pass them. They wasn't lying. I could have got by saying it was culturally biased. And it was things are culturally biased. So the liberals bring that out. They know they telling the truth. They know how racist their own kind is.
It's like this.
If you say culturally biased, things are culturally biased.
You wasn't prepared for the test, homie. You should prepare yourself properly.
No, but things are culturally biased, though, man.
That's like saying golf was culturally biased. The Tiger Woods came along. Or tennis was coached by
there you go. Always want to go to sports.
Or tennis was coached by the Venus Serena came around. I mean, those are sports that black people have no idea, no culture. I mean, they don't play those or see those on a regular basis. But those people prepare.
It
shows you that you put me in a situation with proper preparation that I can outbid you anytime because my abilities say I'm better than you. I'm better than you. And you can't tell me that you're better than me. You know what I'm saying?
Delusional if you don't think that we don't need extra help and understanding someone else's culture and their language.
Well, everybody, listen.
You're delusional.
Like if I wanted
because,
to listen, Gong Ho Fo Choi, if I wanted to learn some Mandarin, I go learn some Mandarin. I speak a little Mandarin. You know, I know a little Mandarin culture. How about this? I speak a little Senegalese. I know a little bit of Lebanese culture. Master class and all that, yeah, yeah, because I want to learn their culture. But that don't mean nothing. Point being is that properly prepare yourself. Properly prepare yourself, you can achieve anything because you are equal to the next man. Ain't no inferiority complex, homie. That's living that ghetto.
Nah, man, We just don't view things the same way.
Because we're
biased. It's not an even playing field. You're delusional. You see, you're not operating from a sane state of mind.
Let me go here. Let me go here. You're from Cleveland.
No,
let me go here. You're from Cleveland. I'm from Chicago, and I go here, meeting the average guy from Ohio. I figured they was more culturally diverse than me, coming from Chicago, which is very segregated. And I felt my educational background, you know, I learned a lot, but watching the experiences of those people who went to school, white folks, on a daily basis, hung out with white folks, had white friends, and seeing how they was educated around them. See, in Chicago, you're in a black school. You know what I'm saying? You probably won't see a white folk in the rest of your life unless she's teaching you. You know what I'm saying? You probably won't see no white folk walking out your neighborhood. But in Cleveland, Ohio, you see that on a regular basis. So I'm quite
Where? In Ohio, man.
You can drive down Cleveland strips in a hood to see white prostitutes. What the fuck is that? But I'm just saying. Point being that it's nothing to see a white chick in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Walking out. Yeah. It's nothing to see a white person in Cleveland neighborhood. Ain't nothing to see a white in Cleveland. But what I'm saying is this, that's culturally diverse. I mean, so you can learn what they learn. It's there for you all. I mean, so you have opportunities.
So
everybody has
poverty. Poverty is culturally diverse, huh?
Culturally diverse is poverty. So a dude in Appalachia Mountains going to have an easier chance of taking a test than some dude out the hood out of Cleveland because of the neighborhood. Some dude in the trailer park out there in Tennessee going to have an easier time on a test than some dude. It's like politics.
If someone is raised up in a political family and someone is not, that person who has a political background, they're going to know more about politics than someone who hasn't. And what
I'm
I mean by that, this whole culture is not our natural culture. And plus, we don't think the same way that everybody else thinks. So this culture is hard for us to understand.
How long have we been here in America?
We've been here for a while. We still can't get it right.
So basically, we're inferior then because we've been here this long and we have not even equally matched the white man educationally.
No. It's hard for us to bow down to a low life way of living. So I know you don't understand that. You think this culture is the best thing in the world, but no, it's
and you're living it. Listen. You're living the life. Hold on.
It's hard to understand. Wait a minute.
Come on, man. There's still food stamps out there. Come on now. You still keep me going. It's hard.
I had to be clever. You understand?
Here's a man. You had to be clever.
You had to be cunning. You have to understand. Everybody ain't got it. Everybody ain't.
All I'm saying, if I took a guy,
black people culture is a spiritual culture. Cracker culture is a material culture, and it's hard for black people to start getting into that material thing. You see what I'm saying?
If I took a guy out of Natchez, Louisiana trailer park, and put him in a classroom with somebody at a black guy at Shaker Heights. That white guy's gonna smoke that.
I came out of Cleveland.
Let's go Shaw.
I ain't come out of no Shaw. That's East Cleveland. I came out of Cleveland school, man.
That's the only ghetto in the city. East Cleveland's only ghetto in the city, homie. Let's go East Cleveland.
What high school did you go to? That don't matter, man. We take a guy out of your high school
and put him in a guy with somebody from Baptist Rouge, Tennessee trailer park, and that white guy spoke that black guy because he's smarter than him culturally.
No, you're missing culture,
right,
man. You're thinking economics. I'm talking about culture.
It's time to take a test. The niggas say I can't take it because culturally, it's too much for me. I didn't experience this shit. I don't know. I don't listen.
We didn't grow up with a European.
You got a toilet. He got an outhouse. But he don't know. But you got a toilet. He got an outhouse. But he knows there's more rolls on the toilet paper than you. Come on now. Don't give me that shit. No.
We don't view life the way they view life.
We don't see things.
And it's culturally biased because what I mean by that, man, is their thinking does not include us in there. We have to try.
Let's take out the reading part of the game. Let's take out the reading part. You know, that might be too hard. Words might be too hard for the American. Let's go numbers, because men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. Now, 1 + 1 always going to be 2, no matter where you go. You put a nigga in a trailer park with your valedictorian because culturally he's going to find out that 1 + 1 is 3 somehow? Nah. Whoever studied for that test is going to pass that test, no matter what you say. Proper preparation gonna make it happen. I don't. What do you mean? What a cup is? I never heard a cup. I call.
Which is a liberal concept.
Because niggas don't want to take the time learning English. I got you.
Okay.
That's all it is. I mean, that's all it is. Because they can't learn it. Let's make up something. Screech, shrop. Because keep retarding their ass. Make them. Keep making them uneducatable. Right, I got you. See, there's one rule of thinking that, no, I'm better than you. There's another rule of thinking, let me get over because I need your help. I can't make it. See, I can't do it by myself.
I need your help.
I need to hook up. I ain't trying to learn. I'm trying to get over. I ain't trying to go through that way. That's too hard.
I'm a slave. It's culturally biased. The system is set up to keep us as a labor class.
The difference between a Democrat and a Republican is this. I'm going to tell you, it's real talk, because we have the same argument that they had back 1800s. When the niggas from the North, the Republicans from the North, went down there to some Democrats in the South and told them slaves, like, yo, man, y'all can get anything you want on Mass House, we're burning it down. They're like, man, what you talking about? Ain't nothing out here, man. It's all good down here. You know? We got it good down here. Point being is this. You got those people that free think and those people that want things thought for them or gave to them. Rather go through life giving a handout because there's some Negroes.
There's some Negroes, we need to be on top, and everybody else need to be on bottom. Why you always got to be slaving? You can't read. Hold on.
Once you learn, you ain't got to work hard. Only dummies work hard.
That's bullshit. We work 30 years following
only
some,
dummies work hard.
Some
only,
guy's
only dummies
dream.
Work hard.
And you know
only
what?
Dummies
and these people work 30 years to have to get second jobs after they retire.
Only dummies work hard.
It's a lie.
The
American dream is a lie.
Because they didn't take time to save their money.
And you're still
money.
Trying to pump it up.
They didn't take time to save their money and put their money in right investments, like if they're doing all that stuff to get jobs.
Nah, man. It was ripped. It was a lie. It was a lie.
One being is this.
It's still a
you
lie.
Know better,
you're trying
you do better.
You're
when you,
to keep
if you were to say, if you were to say that black people need to be on top and then say they need help reading, I tell you that they don't need to be on top then.
and they need help getting the test taken because culturally biased. They only need to run the whole culture then because they need help taking tests. I submit to you, get up your information. We can never be on top because we need help taking the test.
Well, George Bush was president, and he was real dumb. Did he need to be president?
He went to Yale, man.
He went to Yale.
He went to a prestigious university. He went to Yale.
Yeah, but he couldn't explain it. So
Barack Obama went to Harvard.
These are high ranking universities.
But what I'm saying is this. But you can't read, take a test. You have to take a test. You need to take a test. If you don't know what street means, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to cross the street. You're speaking Ebonics, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how, what word is and stuff like that. I mean, nah. If you can't speak the language, you can't count to 10. Don't know sixth grade reading the math.
We got mental problems, man. We was kidnapped. Why should we want to learn this language completely like that?
So then we again,
no
I point man.
Wait a minute, we have no respect for our kidnappers' language. You gotta remember that. We have no respect for our kidnappers' language.
But your kidnappers' language is a dominant language. Ask those people in Africa why they're speaking French.
Ask an African
why they're speaking French.
Break you easy.
And now, why? Go ask a strong, cock, buck, thick, more African why he's speaking French and not African. ask him that. Hey, big, strong, buck guy, you can chase a lion. Why you speaking French, nigga? You ask them that, and then I tell you why I'm speaking English. Okay?
Then we can go there.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
You're weak, man. You ain't pulling out no respect for this language.
Listen. If you can say that our language dominates the world, which is black language, then of course I can say that I'm weak because my language dominates the world. There's things. Let me quote my man.
It does dominate the world. Look at that international battle rap with the whole white wigger race. All wiggers around the world want to be like us. We dominate.
Like
we poor.
Said,
that's what I'm saying. We have no respect.
I can take
for
a phrase.
People want to be like, and people agree with us. We shouldn't.
So the point I'm saying is this. Therefore, the dominant language is the language that we speak. So why are we not master this language? Like Rakim said, I can take a phrase.
Most black people still got that runaway mentality.
Where
are
you going
to
run to? Runaway where? Like Rakim said, I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's a daily word. Once you understand the language, and then you can master the language, then your language becomes the dominant language. It's America. We run the world. And when the black man realized that he's supposed to be educated and can count to 10 and ain't mentally insane, he realized this. Fuck you immigrants. Get the fuck out of my country so I can get my jobs back. I want my country back. I want my country back. Come on, Sam Taylor. We want our country back. I'm just saying.
But hey. Oh man.
Don't you want your country back? If you built this country, if you say you built this country, if it's true that America was built on the blacks of slaves, that this is our country, there's nowhere in hell it should be bilingual. That's all I'm saying. I want my country back. There's no way in hell that my people should get If there's a bean picking job going down in California, my people better get the first lick on the bean picking job before he's. Niggas better say no. A nigga better say no before he's banking the job. That's what
you
I'm talking
what,
about. If this orange is being picked in Florida, a nigga better get that job before an essay get it. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what, man? You remind me of that guy who was whipping Kunta Kinte, making him say Toby. You remind me of that black guy. You know
what?
What?
I want black
to
have jobs.
You remind me. Yeah,
black, I want black
to
have jobs.
You whip on a brother. You don't want a brother to be a brother. You know what? You would have been happy telling Kunta to say Toby, wouldn't you?
Put it like this. I'll put it like this.
You would have probably made it cool to say Toby.
The quote Martin Luther King. If you're going to be a street sweeper, if you're going to be a street sweeper, sweep the streets like Michelangelo painted fucking pictures. If you're going to pick a fucking bag of oranges, pick a bag of oranges like that man picked coffee in Colombia, goddammit. The point I'm saying is this. The only way that we can get out of the economic hole that we are in is to make sure that there are jobs here. And if all the jobs are leaving, there are so many jobs we are fighting for. We are fighting for the hotel job. We are fighting for those bean jobs. We are fighting for the landscaping jobs. There are little jobs that we are fighting for. And the reason why we got those jobs. Because people don't want to write the work state. Give us a right to work state, then maybe more jobs might come back here, but everybody want to have the unions. You got unions and regulations. Let's go real. Democrats said we want the unions to get a job, so,
you get hurt on the job, you can't sue the job.
There's a thing called workers' comp. No, there's a thing called workers' comp. There is a thing called workers' comp.
Your job got to agree on that, man. You just don't get workers' comp.
Well, hey.
Your job got to pay into that. And if you ain't got no right to work, your job ain't going to pay into that. You ain't going to get no workers' comp.
Okay, let's agree. Let's say you're right, and that's why the jobs are for
America. I am right.
And let's say that, and that's why the jobs are for America in the discussion. So now let's argue over the bean-picking jobs that are left here.
Now that the
bean-picking jobs are here, I want the nigga to get the first bean-picking job in the damn back. So that's all the jobs are here. Then we can unionize about having toilets out there.
If all the jobs leave, then what? What we have to do? We won't die. We still be alive. We ain't got to panic like the cracker. He lose his job. He commit suicide. We'll still be alive. We lose our job.
Look at all the Africans. They ain't got no jobs
over in Africa. They still alive.
Craig, come over here and get these damn cab taxi damn jobs that a nigga can't get. Fuck the immigration bill. Send their ass back home. They come over here and braid hair and make a killing. Make a killing. They come over here, do your feet, make a killing. Come on inside, fill his telefish clothing over here, make a killing. Send that back. You can make you just send that back and get Keisha and Mushika and make the same money. Dude, you can make the same bootleg Louis that dude selling African selling, you sell the same bootleg Louis selling too. Now what? You can drive the same taxi cab that same woo-boo-boo driving through, you can drive it too, because he ain't here no more. Now what? I'm just saying. See, it's more than just picking beans out here, homie. You know, it's the bootleg Louis market. It's the braid and hair market. What the hell? It's the fucking hotel motel market. It's the big box market. Come on, I'm just being real. We're fighting over pennies over here, and the essays are taking the pennies. We ain't got nothing. The Africans taking the pennies. We ain't got nothing. It just ain't essays.
Well,
it's immigration, period, man. It's taking jobs from Americans that have no skills. If you have a skill, then your skill will take you where the money will take you. You ain't got a skill, shit, get to picking beans, homie. Get to picking oranges. You gonna survive?
Let me tell you something. A college degree ain't a skill, my man. Did you know that?
Well, listen. Let me correct you. A university degree ain't a skill. But if you went to a college in a university, like DeVry College, Lincoln Tech College, College. Logic is a skill. Communication is a skill. Writing is a skill.
Communication is not a skill.
Again, if communicating is not a skill, then when the white man comes to communicate with you, you'll be like, Dad, culturally, I can't communicate because I never learned the skill of communication. Because culturally,
I
didn't learn how to
man.
Communicate. No, what I'm saying is you go
you,
somewhere
you
to learn the skill
you,
of communicating.
You're going to take a job from yourself, man.
No, the point, all I'm saying to you is this.
that, like you said earlier, you take a GRE. If you know how to communicate, if there's a lesson in communicating, you'll know how to communicate from that. If there was something
you
in writing, if there was creative writing class, you'd be able to write better because you know how to write creatively. I'm just saying.
But that's
you take
not a
things,
skill. That's not
when
a
you go
skill.
To, when you go to a university, you try to acquire universal knowledge. And once you acquire the universal knowledge, that is to make you a better person. You want a personal skill, you go to a college, homie. You want to go to Lincoln, you want to fix cars, you want to go to bake cakes, go to culinary school. You want to be in the Radio Tech TV, go to Radio Tech TV College. Those are colleges. You want to go to university, universal knowledge, go to university. There are differences. That's why on your degree you say after college of blah, 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 from the university of blah, blah, blah. Universal knowledge, you learn to all universalize. College is for a skill, homie. Everybody know that.
Communication is just like a teacher's degree. I mean,
listen. You just had a pause right there. In the 60 seconds I got, it's difficult for
Where's
you to get the last
man?
Word
Where's
in.
Where's the need for it?
Everybody got communication somehow. Well, listen, in the United Nations, they hire communication skills every day. All right, you got to be able to talk to everybody. Ain't that right, Ebony?
You ain't got that's foreign language communication.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the 10 most jobs, it was on the internet, the 10 most obsolete jobs, and communication was one of them, or degrees. That's about to be obsolete.
Because, the problem right now, like Dana says, like everybody says, people have a hard time communicating with one another. And if everybody said communication, then it'd be less difficult to communicating with one another.
No,
people
they got
talk.
YouTube, man. They already communicating. They doing hip-hop, Ebonics, communicating all over YouTube.
Look up what communicating means, and then you might pass
the
GRE. All right, good night.
Right?
May they be with you tonight.